Kilele. Kilele is a savanna cat. He is a crossbreed between an African serval cat and a domestic house cat. And his domestic house cat lineage was Bengal, which is sounds like a tiger, but it isn't. The name Kilele is an African word that means noisy. He lives up to his name a lot. And this is a hybrid species. Yeah, you can see
or if
back,
you
want
to hold
it back in. These are a legal hybrid for people to own, although they are a bit pricey. And what people don't understand is when they pay their $2,000 to $10,000 for one of these cats, it will probably have a personality very similar to a house cat, look very exotic. The one thing that they have not been able to breed out of these cats at this point, you cannot have that wolf, is their marking territory. You can have them neutered the day they're born. And it makes no difference. When they're about 8 months old, they will spray everything.
They better to have a female version of this?
Doesn't matter.
Huh.
Females are a little better, but you know, when you're talking about spraying, a little better isn't that much better. I have a girlfriend who has a jungle cat hybrid. Let me try to move this leash out of the... I have a girlfriend who has a jungle cat hybrid. She has him on Kitty Prozac, and he still sprays.
Oh. Doesn't like the doggies, does he?
Actually, he's...
Or he...
I've not found him to be afraid of anything yet. He's very curious about everything. The problem is that, you know, that curiosity and blah, blah, blah thing.
Killed the cat and wounded the bystanders.
What's that?
Curiosity killed the cat and wounded the bystanders.
Yes.
Now, when our little Joffreys, the one from South America, if I bring her in the house, she'll run right over and jump right on this dog. They have no fear of the dog at all. And only being about, a third that size, half that size?
She's 4 pounds.
She doesn't identify with the dog as being her mother?
No.
The cat wants to.
He jumps on anything. I think if we brought him in the house, the cat would jump on him. A little South American Joffreys isn't afraid of anything. Except people. She doesn't know.
She's afraid of people, but she will jump on any other four-legged, two-legged, no-legged creatures. Although she's nervous about the false water cobra.
Well, I don't blame her. She'd be nervous about Bertha if we brought her out. He's a biter.
He's a biter?
Yeah. I'll lay on the bed and he sleeps with us and he plays. He'll actually retrieve a little felt ball that had feathers on it. He'll bring it to me off the floor and he'll run and get it like a dog, bring right, drop it right and put it by my chest. Laying on the bed.
He's not a biter.
But when
like
you pet him, he'll come up and he'll nip on your arm. He'll bite your fingers. Not being mean.
Yeah.
I think he's almost like nursing or something.
He's just mouthy.
Yeah.
He's always little nips.
So not clenched.
No.
A friend of mine had a Doberman pincher, and he'd come up and he would take his front teeth and just kind of scratch on your arm with his front teeth, and he'll do the same thing.
Like, he's not going to jump off the table, land on your face, and suck your eye out or anything.
You got to take his glasses off first.
Yeah. We have spiders that will do that, but not this guy. No, he's almost too affectionate. He's, it's funny because he's outside. We fenced in our patio, so he's outside in this patio during the day. And at night, we bring him in. And he goes into our room and jumps up on our bed. And as soon as he hits like the fuzzy blanket on the bed, he just falls over. It's like somebody shot him. He just falls over and rolls across the blanket.
That sounds like a typical cat.
And for some reason, so far, our bedroom is the only room that he will not spray. And so he's lost all house privileges except our room. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that will...
How old is he?
He's about 9 months old now. Okay. Right now, he's very, very lean and very lanky. Mm-hmm. Servals, if any of you are familiar with serval cats, servals are a lean, lanky cat as well. He will fill out more than he is right now. He's kind of at that gangly teenage, you know, all legs and no muscle. So we have another one of these, and he has filled out quite a bit. And he went through this he went through this little teenage knees and elbows kind of thing. But where are you going?
What is he bred with?
A serval cat and domestic Bengal cat.
Bengal.
And I think that's where the voice comes from, because Bengals are very vocal cats. This guy, for the 2 hours that we were driving down here, that's an evil frog. That is an evil frog. He talked nearly nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
And not just a little meow. Meow.
Oh, here's the pictures of Holcomb when he was in his den.
You can't have that dog.
Harper?
How do they do with water?
Oh, they love water.
Especially the serval cat.
Oh, Harper. Madeline, if you don't pull, you won't choke. Pretty simple physics going on there. Even a dog could figure that out.
Not in theory.
Normally, she has a chest harness. But we didn't find it this morning, so.
Don't do it.
Kitty wants to jump.
But will she leave and try and take a ride on the kitty?
Well, probably what he would do is jump off the table, get about halfway to the ground, and realize the error of his ways. And not be able to turn around in midair like Wile E. Coyote and come back.
So this is 9 months. It's still basically in the curious phase.
Oh yeah,
full size?
No, he'll probably double, at least double what he is now.
Wow, he's a pretty big kitty.
He's going to be a pretty big kitty.
It purr a lot?
Yeah, he does, and drools.
And drools?
Yeah.
Cats don't usually drool all that much. I've never had a drooly kitty before. Except that when they're really, really happy.
Especially when you're just petting, let it sleep, and that's the biggest part of it.
For yourself.
This is a picture of the cat that he's watching. Not the particular cat, that's the serval cat.
Oh,
okay.
About
30 pounds.
Wow. Great, Marcus.
Yeah. There's another picture outside.
Oh, look at that. All legs.
Yeah, that's why he's so
lean.
Yeah, but you see how long the serval cat legs are?
Yeah,
and exactly, they get the same cat legs as the serval cat.
Yeah, neat mix.
I'm going to take you outside, put you in the van.
Now that he's
time out. Get over here.
Do you think you're going to keep poking in here if you take her away?
Oh, he's not even close. Come on,
go
sit down. Sit, good girl. Good girl, sit down. Hey.
Look at all cute. I'm cute and I know it.
I think this one's going to be like all the time. Just a few minutes.
What?
You need to do a serval count.
That's nothing.
I'm surprised the fox liked that so much.
That like probably looks like a big spider or something.
Stretch.
Stretch those legs all the way.
Oh yeah, baby.
So skinny.
He is, but believe me, he will fill out. Kucha, our other one, has really filled out. What do you think? You don't want to stick your nose in that box. That would be a PPD, poor personal decision.
fighting you there.
Not as bad as a PSD, which are those squish squirrels on the road, poor squirrel decision. We just have to pry an alligator off your nose, that's all.
Oh.
You might not like that. We have a cat at home that's an Abyssinian, and she's a smoker. And it's very, nobody in our household smokes, but I have two friends that smoke, and when they come over, it's like they target lock on these people, grab a hold of the hand that they smoke with, and it's like they hold on and they go, and they won't let go. If Gary is at our house for 4 hours, she, Abigail, is just attached to his arm.
Careful.
Careful, Kim.
Oh, no, we're not going to jump up there and fall in with the lizards. We'll not make the lizards happy campers.
It's like the campers two ways.
Oh, you know, this cat was born. The reason why we got this $4,000 cat for nothing is because he was born with what they call swimmer's chest. His chest is, or his backbone dips here and is compressed here. So he's like, his chest goes and then back like that. Other than the fact that, I mean, you can feel it, you can sometimes see it. As he gets older, you won't notice it as much. But he was... It was not something the woman could sell. And since she knew we were, let's see, how can I put this nicely? Suckers. And if he needed, you know, $1 billion worth of veterinary care, we'd do it. So she said, oh, would you like this cat?
Aww.
Oh, sure, yeah, hey.
They typically like to be on top of anything they could possibly get on.
Not necessarily. They like to be wherever they want to.
Oh.
He's not quite got the balance thing down yet. Don't bite the tail.
There's that tail. There's the tail.
That's what I was saying. I was telling him not to bite that tail, and him not to bite this tail.
How good is he at not using claws on your skin?
He's pretty good, unless he thinks he's really gonna go, then he may lock on a little bit. But he's pretty good with his feet.
He's pretty good with people.
He is very good with people. When we do programs at schools, we don't let kids touch, just because we don't want to encourage them. And I probably shouldn't want to encourage you guys either, but
we're incorrigible.
That's it.
No, look at that.
He's marking you too.
But not with
spray. He wants the tail. He wants the tail.
Okay, he can have a tail.
He's a turn.
No tail. Talk to the hand.
Well, that's probably what he thinks it is. Yeah,
could be.
Well, no, I want that.
Yeah, when she's writing, if we take a trip,
I have no idea what time.
Sit by my, like this.
Is that when it's supposed to be?
If I have my hands on the steering wheel, she won't do anything. If I take my hand off, her head's underneath pushing it up. Saying, you got it.
What's that?
So wait, that one's mine. That one.
Let me see if I can get him to do a serval pounce. It's pretty funny when he jumps up in the air with all 4 feet.
Yeah, I'm a rat dog.
I'll be right back. That's the set of ears back there.
Yeah,
set of ears.
We're going further away. That wasn't it. That definitely was
not. I'm not going to count on that. It's too hard.
legs starting to quiver. Nope.
Brandon, make noise here if you hear something.
A little more running space than I need.
I think you're going to see it if Manny gets any closer.
He's all serious.
What a pretty face.
Yeah, we're trying to get a close face.
Bob. Now that I'm out of film, you
do it. Oh. I'll wait. We'll do it again.
No, it's all
right. I got part of my morning being pulled out of the book like that.
Oh, sure. Now what are you going to do?
How will I get it?
Drag it halfway across.
Have you looked forward towards the cameras?
Yeah. How'd you get a lot of the digital camera? It doesn't take the Instagram.
The hybrid is actually legal in California as long as they're under a percentage.
Okay. And then he sits there and he goes,
right. Yeah, the world was spinning.
He's easily confused.
Are these hybrids allowed in California?
They are. But again, your house will be unlike anybody else's house.
Distinctive snow.
What's the saying? Allowed but not recommended.
Yeah, allowed but not recommended. That's very good. Even the, you know, the bangles, which are, you know, now, what's our first step? It's a doozy. even the Bengals that are, you know, classified as a domestic cat, it amazes me how much they spray.
Both and boys and girls?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She had a female bobcat when we first got together. Every time I walked by her cage, she'd spray my head.
Oh!
There was a shelf up high.
And I figured since he didn't go, every time that happened, he was a keeper. I, on the
double,
other hand.
An interesting double on Tom there.
Such a pretty cat.
Madeline, you can't go anywhere. Come back over.
By a little bit, you mean a lot. She was jumping for you guys, and she knows you.
So, anybody want to see an alligator?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, we have Bennett here,
the
too.
The artists are now here, so you might have to bring everything out again.
Oh, yeah, we'll rotate throughout the day. Excuse me. He's above.